This is TurnbuckleTrash.net. Pro wrestling from a fan's perspective.
I love video games and pro wrestling.
With three fans who know how to talk some trash.
None of these cross-eyed mouth breathers deserve to hear this voice.
I guess it's time to take out the trash.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, puppy dogs of all ages, and Halloween hauntings to everyone. It is time for us to get our mask on and play a little turnbuckle trash as we talk all about professional wrestling. One of the scariest people I've ever known is Christopher Evans. Hi, Chris. How are things in North Carolina?
Well, they asked me what I was going to go as this Halloween, and I said myself, a homicidal maniac that can look like anybody. So other than that, we're doing good. But we have a special guest all the way from, yes, I have been looking at your heater and air conditioner units all over to the state of Utah. Zane, are you there?
Well, shucky ducky quack quack.
Shucky ducky quack quack.
Well, shucky ducky quack quack and zowie zowie or whatever the heck you used to say. So that's going down.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my goodness. I've been working on a Booker T imitation. Almost got it down. Almost got it down. You know, like he goes, shucky ducky quack quack. Got to get it almost like a Wolfman Jack, but a little bit lower and grittier.
Well, yeah. I don't know how exactly he sounds, but.
Well, oh, Lord. You know, he's been the new color commentator on NXT. And Booker, I mean, I'm not complaining. I love the man. I thought he was a great performer. But, man, for some reason, the way he's doing his commentary, it getting on my last nerve. You know, he talks like that and get the, well, you know, he don't want no vegetables. He don't want no salad. All he want is meat. So, Booker,
I'd rather have Wade Barrett do it.
Yeah. Well, Wade's going to be on SmackDown at least until the first of the year. And then we're going to have Pat coming back. From his gig on college football. I don't know whether they're going to do a three-man booth with him, Michael Cole, and then Wade Barrett together. But that wouldn't be bad because Pat did a great job. Did a great job on SmackDown.
Oh, yeah, he was funny, too.
Yeah, he was. He was very good, very good.
Especially when he's calling. Still, yeah, when he called Baron Corbin bum-ass Corbin. I love that. Anyway, well, welcome. Welcome, Zane.
Welcome.
You've been busy, man.
Yes. I'm a busy man these days, Dave. Uh-huh. You know all about running your own show. Sometimes it's great, and sometimes it's a little exhausting.
Yeah, it is. Whenever you're the boss and you're running your own business, you're going to find a time when that 40-hour work week that you used to have, notice the word used to have, looks pretty good. And then there are other times when you look at saying, I don't want to go to work for anybody else. I want to work for myself. Mm-hmm. So I applaud you for taking the plunge
last
year.
The only thing I'm running into right now is my boss is kind of an ass.
Yeah, he is. I don't like that man. I mean, he a problem, and we need to take care of the problem. Chris, you tried being your own boss for a while, didn't you?
Yeah, I was trying to be my own boss, and what I was for a little bit, but then, you know, benefits and everything. I got to have my my medication. If not, the I love me jacket comes out again, and I go crazy. I've already pulled out all my hair, plus I'm working on my last nose hair now, so had to go back to the workforce. But it's okay. I like it. It's good. It's good work.
Just as long as you don't have to pull the pubes, right?
Amen.
Yeah. No. Oh my God.
That's what Vic Razor's for. So.
Did I say that? I'm going to be in so much trouble.
Okay, let's get that bleep button going, ladies and gentlemen.
That's an unusual one coming from Dr. Dave. You must be feeling extra edgy today.
Well, I had a cookie that had a lot of sugar in it a few minutes ago. Man. So I must be.
You're not the doctor of rock today. You're Dr. Kevorkian today.
that will be on the New Year's of what was it we always do every year?
The blooper reel there. Yeah, the butt fumbles.
That'll be on the reel.
Well,
yes.
Let's talk a little bit about professional wrestling. And guys, the biggest news coming out this afternoon, and we're recording this on Friday, and this is the news that the independent investigation into the all-out press conference where CM Punk went off the rails, the independent investigation is completed, and it looks like CM Punk will no longer be employed by AEW, and the reports are his contract will be bought out, and Kenny Omega and the Young Bucks will be coming back to All Elite.
Well, boy, he really squandered that opportunity. Well, he had an excellent thing going, and he just couldn't keep his stupid fat mouth shut, huh?
Zane, don't hold back. Tell us how you really feel.
Well, you know, he's so talented, and he was so over with everybody. I mean, that was the biggest return in our generation.
Oh, it was.
Probably within, I mean, I don't know. Can you think of anybody else that's come back that's got that much press and that much of a pop and stuff like that? I mean, that guy was so over with everybody, and it was just crazy.
The only thing I can compare it to, and I was watching the pay-per-view when he came back, and, you know, everybody knew he was coming back, but the pop he got from that crowd that night was unreal.
I didn't plan on what I was going to say because I didn't know what to say, because I didn't know how I was going to feel, but I knew that I needed to feel it. August 13th, 2005, I left professional wrestling. August 20th, 2021, I'm back. And I'm back for you. Seven years is an awful long time to wait for somebody. I appreciate everybody here who has waited. So on your way out of the United Center tonight, grab yourself a free ice cream bar on me.
This is Turnbuckle Trash.
And the only thing I can compare it to was recently in the WWE when they started playing the Bray Wyatt music and his return on that last pay-per-view, premiere live event. That's the only thing I can even come close to comparing the two. And I think the Punk comeback was even probably a little bit hotter than that. So,
well, and can you imagine the merchandise sales too that are just down the toilet now? Hmm. I mean, you fell for it, Dave. You bought a CM Punk shirt.
Yes, I sure did. I still have it.
I just don't understand. I wish I could get. I wish someone. Maybe I wonder if he'll even do a podcast interview or with anybody. If he's just going to disappear into the darkness because he knows he ran his fat mouth.
Not right now. He's not going to be able to run his mouth because there's a thing going around that he kicked in his locker and broke out two of his dog's teeth.
Oh,
I don't know about. I've heard a lot about that locker room incident. That a lot of different things about it, but who knows?
Did he drop kick a baby too, Chris?
Wait a minute. That's what happened when Bray Wyatt, you know, came in. They saw they had to put the soccer nets up on the ceiling. They were throwing the babies up in the air. And they saw Bray Wyatt. So
they were going to donate their firstborns to Bray, huh?
Yeah, there you go.
Well, I tell you what, guys, let's take just a quick little break here. What I want to do is play a little bit of that all out press conference, and just a little bit of it, and it's not safe for work. So, you know, if words offend you, just stay with us for a little bit or skip just a little bit of this particular portion, because, you know, the F-bomb is going to be very prevalent over the next minute or so. And let's play a little bit from that press conference after All Out, CM Punk, Tony Khan, and members of the press.
Just say your name and your...
Cool.
Hi, Nick Housman with Wrestling Inc.
I'll start, Nick. Show of hands, who here fancies themselves as a journalist? You're a journalist, Nick?
All right. I try my best.
Okay. You did improv. Who'd you do improv with?
I did it with Scott Colton.
Hmm. Okay, so you fancy yourself a journalist. Would you say you're friends with Scott Colton?
No, I haven't talked to Scott in some time.
So you're not friends with him?
No. Scott and I do not see eye to eye.
Oh, wow. Well, that makes two of us. My point is, if you fancy yourself a journalist, even if it's for the silly world of professional wrestling, and you have journalistic integrity, people who report things, mostly that are bullshit and slanderous lies against myself, if I haven't had anything to do with Scott Colton in almost a decade, probably wanted nothing to do with him even longer than that. It's fucking unfortunate that I have to come up here and speak on this when I'm on my time and this is a fucking business. Why I'm a grown-ass adult man and I decide not to be friends with somebody is nobody else's fucking business, but my friends, if I fall backwards, will catch me. Scott Colton, I felt, never would have. My problem was I wanted to bring a guy with me to the top that did not want to see me at the top. Okay? You call it jealousy, you call it envy, whatever the fuck it is. My relationship with Scott Colton ended long before I paid all of his bills. I have every receipt. I have every invoice. I have every email. I have the email where he says, and I quote, "I agree to go our separate ways. I will get my own lawyer and you do not have to pay anymore." That's an email that I have. The only reason the public did not see is because when I finally had to countersue him through discovery, we discovered he shared a bank account with his mother. That's a fact. And as soon as we discovered that fact and we subpoenaed old Marsha, he sent the email, "Oh, can we please drop all this?" Now, it's 2022. I haven't been friends with this guy since at least 2014, late 2013. And the fact that I have to sit up here because we have irresponsible people who call themselves EVPs and couldn't fucking manage a target, and they spread lies and bullshit and put into a media that I got somebody fired when I have fuck all to do with him. Want nothing to do with him. Do not care where he works, where he doesn't work, where he eats, where he sleeps. And the fact that I have to get up here and do this in 2022 is fucking embarrassing. And if y'all are at fault, fuck you. If you're not, I apologize. But what did I ever do in this world to deserve an empty-headed fucking dumb fuck like Hangman Adam Page to go out on national television and fucking go into business for himself? For what? What did I do? Dave, what did I ever do?
You tell me.
Didn't do a goddamn thing. There's people who call themselves EVPs that should have fucking known better. This shit was none of their business. I understand sticking up for your fucking friends. I fucking get it. I stuck up for that guy more than anybody. Okay? I paid his bills. Until I didn't, and it was my decision not to.
Yeah, but I shouldn't have no commented when Nick first said it. It's my fault, and if I hadn't, it's my fault. It's my fault.
I appreciate
that. I should have just taken it head on because you never said
it. But I'm trying to run a fucking business, and when somebody who hasn't done a damn thing in this business jeopardizes the first $1 million house that this company has ever drawn off of my back and goes on national television and does that, it's a disgrace to this industry. It's a disgrace to this company. Now, we're far beyond apologies. Right? I gave him a fucking chance. It did not get handled, and you saw what I had to do, which is very regrettable, lowering myself to his fucking level. But that's where we're at right now. And I will still walk up and down this hallway and say, if you have a fucking problem with me, take it up with me. Let's fucking go.
Okay, Chris, I'm going to ask you first. What did you think that CM Punk did? What do you think about that?
I think CM Punk was unprofessional. He was trying to air out dirty laundry that didn't need to be, and now he has to pay the piper. Basically, he's paying, well, AEW's paying the piper, but it was ridiculous. He started doing things, he went into business for himself. My question is, why didn't Tony Khan stop it?
Good question. Zane?
Well, I just think there's been, how many people have said, you know, I don't know. I would have to. It's been a while since I've done any research or anything, but I know a lot of people have said that he was a dick to work with.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not. I don't think it's very not. I don't think it's very not known that he was difficult to work with. I mean, that was one of the reasons why he left the WWE, is because nobody liked him.
Right.
Now, and, but
go ahead.
But well, the thing was, he was so over with the fans. He was, you know, the whole pipe bomb thing, and it was almost like a Stone Cold Steve Austin rebelling against the man thing again. You know, people just love that stuff, and
right.
You know, when he sat down there, Indian style on the ramp or whatever, and wouldn't move until, I don't know.
Yeah, that was the famous pipe bomb in Las Vegas. And
hold on, let me get my two cents in.
You go
here.
Ahead. Go ahead.
Why would you do that to your career? You have a good thing going, you're with a promotion that basically lets you, they're paying you an ass load of money. They basically let you do and have your freedom of your character and have, you know, all this stuff. Why would you do that?
Don't make...
I don't get that.
Well, I
don't
it was,
get it.
I thought it was very unprofessional. And, Chris, you've heard me say this, that especially in the entertainment industry, and, you know, I was on the low end of the entertainment industry in radio, and I had some problems with some of my coworkers, but I knew better than to take that on the air and say that so-and-so was a complete total jerk and I didn't like working with them on the other station, you know? I knew better mm-hmm. than that. And, you know, I had people like that over my career. And, Zane, you know what I'm talking about because I've complained to you, I've complained to Chris and my wife about certain coworkers over the years.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't do things like that because there's the possibility of lawsuits. And, Punk, Phil, you lost your job because of it.
Yeah, because you opened this fat mouth.
Now, Zane, what you said... earlier. Now, remember last year I was in Salt Lake City when DCW was getting ready for an event and Doc Gallows was making a personal appearance for Manny and DCW, if you'll remember that. Now, when I was waiting in line to meet Doc, I was just kind of holding back watching all these other fans come in and getting their memorabilia signed and people talking to Doc Gallows, who was a great guy. There was a man standing right in front of me who asked Doc Gallows a question, and he said, now that Serena Deeb is in AEW, Doc Gallows at the time was performing some stuff in AEW, and CM Punk had come back. His question was, will we see a revival of the Straight Edge Society?
Mm.
And Doc Gallows got this sour look on his face, and he says, there's no way in hell. And I'm paraphrasing there. That's not an exact quote. He said, the guy was a jerk to work with. He never worked with him again. That's what Doc Gallows insinuated at that time. And I was surprised by that. But, you know, when you are difficult to work with, you're difficult to work with, and people just don't want to do business with you. That's it, man.
Well, I can understand it. I mean, if he's that way, if Doc Gallows says it, then, Lord, it has to be the truth. I mean, who better to know?
Yeah.
You know, I honestly don't know. You know, I liked CM Punk. I thought it was okay. But when he left the WWE and tried the whole MMA thing, he kind of lost so much credibility in the within a lot of the other talent. You know, the AEW thing was just him trying to make a – I don't know who to compare it to. You know, he was trying to make himself valid again, and it was too little too late, I think. And then he just made it even worse for himself. So he made his bed, he can lay in it, he can go home and whatever he wants to do with AJ Lee now, I guess they can do it. And he'll never have a job again.
No, I don't think he'll ever be back.
I don't even know if an independent or if he'll even make any independent.
Well, I mean, there is a rumor that is going around that a certain person with the initials of HHH was going to talk to CM Punk about coming back to the WWE.
No,
I don't think that would happen.
I don't know if it would. He burned a lot of bridges with the WWE. Hi, this is Dave Denton. Let my voice go to work for you. It's davesvoiceworks.com. Spell works, W-O-R-X. And you can hear samples of my on-air work and also some of the commercials I've done over the years. There's pictures from some of my career and more, all at davesvoiceworks.com. davesvoiceworks.com. Spell works, W-O-R-X.
Oh, by the way, I watched TV today. I saw professional wrestling, 3 hours of it. I don't like football and baseball because I think them two sports is fake.
I'm telling you right now, you come down to this ring, and I'm going to hit you in the mouth.
Pro wrestling from a fan's perspective.
Correct!
It's time to take out the trash.
A lot of my friends tell me I look like a pro wrestler, but not a good one.
This is TurnbuckleTrash.net.
I'm Impact Wrestling World Tag Team Champion, the Big LG Doc Gallows, and you're listening to the Turnbuckle Trash Podcast.
Now, let's move on to something happier, okay?
Oh my gosh, if you're going to say what I think you're going to say, I'm excited.
I don't know. What am I going to say?
I hope you're going to say that you're going to talk about NXT Halloween Havoc.
That's exactly what I was going to talk about. Oh NXT Halloween Havoc. Now, Chris, I don't know if you've been able to watch the highlights or watch the show. I watched it delayed. Zane, I think you watched most of it live, didn't you?
Yeah, I watched it. We were just a little bit delayed. We watched it, we didn't watch it live, but we were like an hour later and then we started it.
Yeah, I couldn't get to it live that night. And then all day Sunday, I was kind of out of it. And I decided to wait until Monday to watch it. But guys, oh my word. Was it good, Zane?
I would say that's probably the best pay-per-view I've seen in, I don't know, probably at least 5 years.
Wow. Well, wait a minute. You can't say pay per view. It's a premiere, live event. That's what my husband said. Go ahead.
Oh, that's right.
Yes, say it, Zane. Say it.
That was the best premiere live event I had seen in.
Guys. I think we need to start saying that every time before we say pay per view. All three of us at the same time.
Premiere live event. Yeah.
Or it could be like an echo. You know, it could be like premiere.
Yeah, and it was dang good from the opening bell until the end of Halloween Havoc, and I was impressed.
Those stipulations. Those were fantastic.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I was like, oh my gosh, every match had a something, and every match had a surprise, and every match, I mean, that ladder match, that set the tone for the whole night.
Uh-huh.
And that was probably, was that, it's been, it's WrestleMania 31 or 30, I don't remember what, when they had, it was outside, and they had Daniel Bryan and Sheamus, and they did that big ladder match for the
they did for the Intercontinental title.
And that was an excellent match, and that was a fun, but this, I would say that this is probably one of the best ladder matches I have ever seen in my life.
Yeah, but they had a guy that went from Impact Wrestling that I couldn't believe.
You know, I was experiencing technical difficulties on my computer, so I had to move to my cellular telephone. So, Dave, I'm actually coming to you via satellite. Can you believe that?
Via satellite on the cellular telephone device.
You know, so if I got Yvonne's internet, I would literally be coming to you via satellite.
my
point was
I can't even
look it up because I'm not even at my computer. So.
Oh man, I'm just being slow here. Okay, I got it finally. Finally, they had for the North American title. Nathan Frazier, who's the newer guy, Wesley, Carmelo Hayes, and Von Wagner, and Ono Messiah.
Wesley, Von Wagner's the big guy, right?
Yes.
That guy's phenomenal.
Yeah. He is huge and extremely good. He's going to be a huge star.
Very good.
And
dude, that guy's going places.
And then you, was it that you talked about Wes Lee when you texted me how much you really enjoyed his?
Yeah.
Yeah. And like you said, Chris, he's a former Impact wrestler.
Yeah, he's Impact. It was, and I want to know what the deal with Shawn Michaels' hair. If you noticed that he gave that man a real big hug, and Shawn looks like his hair was running away from him. But he's in his 60s. He's going into his 50s now, so he's almost like me.
not that bald. But
yeah, that's true.
But the spots, every wrestler had a high spot. Every one of them throughout the match. They were incredibly physical, and there was times when I was going, holy, how did they keep from killing each other? And Zane, and they were all getting up, walking away. It was incredible.
Yeah, the timing and stuff that went into that match, and that, you know, everybody trying, I mean, I couldn't imagine the trust and the things that went into the other individuals, you know, because when there's four or five guys in the ring, there's a lot going on, man.
Yeah. And you talk to wrestlers, and they'll say that's the ones they really don't enjoy as much because so many bad things can happen, but they really pulled it off.
Oh my gosh, that was phenomenal. I mean, every match that night was fantastic. You know, and even as cheesy as that little vignette was of them going to the girls, you would know more than I do.
Yeah, Amber Fire and and Toxic Attraction to Mandy Rose going to that haunted house, which reminded me of that match with Bray Wyatt and Randy Orton a few years ago. That was a little cheesy, but it was well done.
It was still great. It was still fun though. I mean, it was like they almost kind of played off they knew it was a little cheesy, but you could tell they kind of played off of that a little bit too.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. And then that they had a casket match with Apollo Crews beating
phenomenal.
Grayson Waller. They had a real twist in that with Grayson Waller putting Apollo Crews through the casket, not closing the casket. So
it amazing to see, like, some of these guys like Apollo Crews, you know, he's had, you know, he was Intercontinental and United States champion.
Uh-huh.
And, but yet you're like, Apollo Crews, I can't really, you know, you're trying to think, you're like, it's not really a huge name, you know, you kind of recognize the name, but like when those guys get a chance to really show what they're made of, I mean, my gosh, that guy is good.
Yes. Very much.
And you're going, where have you been the last? Oh, that's right. You were just being held back.
Yeah, and they was doing that silly gimmick with him, you know, talking like he was from a different country and he has royalty from the other country. So he had the accent. And then they, you know, he comes down and he lost his accent. And they made fun of him with that because Waller even said, didn't you used to have an accent in one of their promos when it first started off? Hyping the match, and I just thought it was very well done. A weapons match between the ladies, between Roxanne Perez and Cora Jade, was really, really well done.
That was fantastic.
And when they jumped off, they did that back into the table from the upper level. They weren't ground level. They fell a good 10 to 15 feet onto this table. And they got up and walked out and still got into the ring. It was unreal. It was very, very well done. The whole thing, the triple threat match for the championship, man.
Yeah.
Ah.
Oh, yeah. Braun Breaker, that guy is going places, man.
Mm-hmm.
So that's Scott Steiner's kid?
That's Rick Steiner's kid.
Rick Steiner's kid, I'm sorry. So because they kept mentioning his uncle. Did you notice how they didn't give Scott very much? I mean, Rick very much props. Bob, they were always talking about his uncle.
Yeah,
but they never
more with his uncle. But a couple when Braun first came out, they did more with his dad when he was going up against the guy that's the head of Schism.
No. Oh, okay.
Yeah, so they used his dad a lot. They did mention a little bit, but you are right. They did talk more about his uncle Scott, and of course Booker was saying, "Yeah, when I beat Scott."
Well, I believe didn't they mention that at the Halloween Havoc in 1996 or something that the Harlem Heat took on the Steiner Brothers?
Yeah, right, yeah. And by the way, I'm redoing my collection right now, and I found a Rick Steiner action figure that I'm putting together with Scott Steiner. So I have the Steiner Brothers together again in my collection. I'm such a geek.
Dave, are you? How old are you?
65 years old. I read comic books and I play with toys.
Nothing wrong with that.
I hear you.
So when somebody says "grow up, Dave," you just laugh at him.
I do. I said, you know what? I don't care. And I've had people say that to me. You know, why are you doing that? Because I like it.
Yeah.
I like
it. I collect guns and play with fire. No, sorry.
Chris, he also kicks butt with his martial arts too.
Yeah.
Right now, the way my body is with my arthritis in my hip, there ain't no kicking right now. So I'm becoming an old man. I have to have my walker here shortly.
And Chris hurt his knee recently. And Chris, I want you to tell everyone how you hurt your knee.
It was about, I think, 3 or 4 weeks ago. I had an inmate, we were passing, getting their breakfast trays put up, and the inmate had, when I opened up the door to get the tray, he jumps out of the cell to attack another inmate. I had to Goldberg spear him in the back and to stop the fight, and when I did, my knee slammed onto the concrete. After I got the inmate back into the cell, I took a step down to talked to the lieutenant, and I felt something pop in my right knee, and I looked at her and she looked at me and she goes, "You look, you're in pain," and I said, "Yes," and then hit the floor. So other than that, everything else is fine. It's been a great time. And ladies and gentlemen, I will say this, if you do get hurt at work, make sure workman's comp knows everything, because if not, you'll be like me right now fighting them.
I've been there, Bub. I've been there. I've had my own problems with that organization. So
I remember that.
I was not happy. But anyway, yeah, you work in a dangerous job, and don't ever think that we don't appreciate what you do in your job.
A lot of the inmates said they wish they had sparklers when I speared that guy, and they were going to change out those balls at the same time. So
that's funny.
Rock! Lesnar is next.
But I said no. Don't chant Goldberg. Chant Oldberg, because that's what I felt like after it was over with.
You know, if you ever decide, Chris, that the East Coast isn't for you, you know, you could transfer to the Department of Corrections and be my neighbor, because we have a prison that's only like 4 or 11 miles from me.
Really?
Oh, really? Yeah. I've heard about that prison too.
Yeah, there was a back, I don't remember when it was, there was a riot there, and they took over the control. They were going to break into the control room and everything. There's like a documentary about that.
Oh. It can happen at any minute. It can happen.
Yeah, it's a very dangerous job, and we do realize that, too.
On fire. Don't get it. Get out
yeah.
Of here. Somebody's having fun in the background.
Yeah, he's playing Grand Theft Auto 2.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
quick off topic, but on topic. They're having all the police forces and stuff all locally. The prison just offered, the governor just signed a law. The prison, they offered prison guards $10 more an hour.
Woo!
They're starting prison guards out at $30 an hour right now down here.
Cha-ching!
We'll do that around here, but I mean, it's going to get to that point where we're desperate down here in North Carolina. We're very desperate for officers. But you have to remember something, gentlemen. This is not a job that's very easy. It's very stressful. It can, if you take it home, you won't be you will not have a marriage. You won't have relationships because it's a very stressful job. And if you ever see a police officer or a corrections officer, put your hand out, shake it, give them a cup of coffee, something, and tell them how much you appreciate them, because they're putting their lives on the line for a little money and a little appreciation. So there you go.
Yeah. Agreed. Yeah. So, agreed. 100%.
So back to pro wrestling. All Where right. are we again?
Yeah, we do pro wrestling, don't we?
I don't know karate, but I know karaze.
Yes, we do.
Get ready for the big paper.
It's time to take out the trash.
You think of men with menacing, icy stares that could freeze their opponents cold. Brutes who beat their foes into submission.
This is Turnbuckle Trash.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. This.
Any final words on NXT?
Just hats off to them. It was seriously one of the best shows I've seen in
four stars.
Absolutely. I mean, I get that thing. You know, even Extreme Rules was a fun, and each match had a stipulation, and there were some good matches, but I can't think of the last time I have sat through a premiere live event.
Thank you.
With my jaw on the ground the whole time.
It was good. It was that good. It really was. And you mentioned Extreme Rules. Extreme Rules, each match had a stipulation. How many years have we complained about Extreme Rules having one or two matches with stipulation? I mean, it's been years. And that kind of brings me to something. Vince McMahon's retirement.
Oh, thank goodness.
And how much better the WWE product is now than it was when Vince decided to hang... Well, when Vince was told to hang it up.
Yep.
Well, and it's just funny to me how it literally took 2 weeks to get the talking down, the match quality up. I mean, even in like NXT's better, the like that SmackDown in Salt Lake City was fun. Mm-hmm. It was like all the matches were quality. There was the talking was, you know, there was still some talking, which is totally fine, but it wasn't over the top, and it didn't drag on for 3 hours.
Oh yeah. And you know what? I'm gonna say this right now, because on Monday Night Raw, they had some talk segments that were a little bit longer, like Johnny Gargano with The Miz, and then you had R-Truth on NXT, and some of those things were a little bit longer, but they were well written and well performed, and it made it so much better to watch, even though some of the promos, you know, to me were still a little long. But, I mean, when you're talking a good storyline, like with The Miz and Johnny Gargano and Dexter Lewis and Tommaso Ciampa, if you have fun with it, then that makes it entertaining. Even my wife has made the comment that even the longer talk segments seem to be better done. And I don't know what the real difference is, except that Vince isn't coming in at the last minute and changing things. That's the biggest difference to me.
Well, and do you think that, we don't know. We're just speculating at this point, but I would wonder if there's a little bit more freedom, you know, or are those promos still extremely scripted?
I don't know. I would hope that they talk to the talent to get their input on it a little bit more. That's the only thing I hope. I don't know that for a fact, but I know if I was performing something and I had to be a certain character every week, I would like, who is that?
That's my dog.
Oh, okay. But I would hope that if I was having to be a character every week on live TV, that I could have some input as to what was happening with that character. And I hope that's what's happening now.
Well, yeah, me too. I hope that that's... I hope that the talent's a lot more happier, you know, because I know they're back out on the road a lot and they're traveling a lot, but I hope that they can... I hope that they can let the talent rest. And, you know, that we've talked about that a lot. And that hopefully you can see these guys. And some of the... It seems like the U.S. title and the Intercontinental title are getting some... a little bit more recognition, and which is good to me. I mean, why not?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
true. Hopefully, I mean, we can always want that those IC titles and US titles to finally have some recognition, because they've been just thrown off to the side. It's always been about the two, the heavyweight and universal. That's all it's been about.
Well, when
is
you get
24/7 title still a thing?
No, they're kind of getting away from that. There's a rumor that R-Truth is going to be in a tag team now with Shelton Benjamin. And that would be a good tag, because Shelton Benjamin can still go, and so can Truth.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but yeah. R-Truth showed up
on... Ron Killings is almost 50 now, dude.
Yeah, and he can still go, and he is so talented on the microphone. What he did on NXT this past Wednesday, when he comes out, and he's welcoming everybody to... Halloween Havoc, and they're saying, Truth, that was last Saturday. Oh, sorry. You know, and it was so well done.
I'll have to check that one out, because yeah, I haven't seen that episode.
It's really good. And then they were in Chris's backyard with Monday Night Raw in Charlotte, North Carolina last Monday night. Did you know that, Chris?
No, I had no idea they were even here. I mean, good grief. I don't hardly have time to even scratch my nose, let alone see anything else. But I was hoping we could see some – I mean, I keep seeing MLW around here, and WWX is here, all these little promotions. But the big promotions, I don't even remotely know when they're coming in.
Well, I'll start letting you know, so if you get a chance to go. So,
yes, I'll have to see if my girlfriend will want to go, because I know she'll look at me and go, no way, I ain't going to see a bunch of sweaty men. Okay, fine, I'll go. No, go ahead.
I ain't going to say that. But, yeah, they were I ain't going to say no, because everyone is so woke anymore.
Yes.
And we ain't.
It is what it is.
But I thought it'd be kind of interesting, guys, because I found this to be really interesting. It was my wife that asked me how the ratings had been doing since the departure of Vincent Kennedy McMahon, and they're up. They are up tremendously. The August 1st, 2022 broadcast of Raw was 2.23 million viewers, and that's like a million more than AEW does, okay? So it is really going up. Now, for the recent 25th reunion of DX, and I wanted to talk to you guys about that a little bit more, it was just under 2 million viewers at 1,824,000, but they did very well in the 18 to 49 demographic. And what I wanted to ask both of you, I want to get both of your opinions, was when the DX reunion happened, you had Road Dogg and you had X-Pac, you had Shawn Michaels, and you had Triple H coming out. But Billy Gunn was not there, and that upset a lot of wrestling fans, but not me. And I wanted to get you guys' opinion about Billy Gunn, who is still a performer and involved in a major angle right now in AEW. Should the two have worked together to have Billy Gunn there for DX reunion?
Well, just real quick, I was going to say, you know, you're 2.2 million viewers.
Right.
That's about 2.2 million more than CNN gets on a regular basis, and they're fake, too.
Well, I mean, if all is what you want, I mean, whoopty wing ding. And look, guys, Billy Gunn is probably in the best shape of his life.
Oh, man. It's a good storyline.
Yeah, he's doing really good work, but as for him going to DX, no.
Well, I better
get it. Was a stupid segment.
It was. Yeah, I agree. I didn't like it. But the reports are all, you know, once again, it's on the internet and you believe everything on the internet, that Tony Khan was okay for him going back if they had said that he's now working for AEW, which WWE said no. And I said, you know, I wouldn't have said it. My major competition, I wouldn't have mentioned them on the air. But I thought it was handled well by DX when Road Dogg did his little spill about, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, you know, and the Road Dogg, and then he held up the microphone for the crowd to talk about Billy Gunn.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that was what, and to me, that was the perfect way to handle it. But for some of them would say, well, they should have had him there. No, he's working for another company.
Yeah, he's working for another company. Yeah. It's okay. It would be like, you know, if you called Pizza Hut and it said, hey, welcome to DiGiorno's or something. Thank you for calling DiGiorno's. Come on.
Can you swing by Domino's and get me a pasta bowl on your way?
You know? Now, wait a minute, guys. We need to watch on the Domino's things. Because remember, they had a pizza cutter in the middle of the ring while a Domino's commercial was going on at the same time with AEW. Let's not go there.
Oh, I remember that. Wasn't that when Gage was doing that? They were doing that program with Gage and Chris Jericho. Yeah. The Ocho now as the Ring of Honor champion. And he, you know, once again, Chris Jericho has recently signed an extension with AEW. And where would AEW be without Chris Jericho?
In the same place they are right now.
No. I think without Chris Jericho, that company might be in real trouble. He ran that. He ruled that company, got him good publicity. The crowd started getting into his
studio
for the first year and a half. And during that pandemic, he started taking on more of a role as an announcer. I really think that without Chris Jericho, the company would probably have at least one-third the ratings, or one-third less the ratings.
You know why it's that way, Dave?
Why?
It's because he had a little bit of the bubbly.
A little bit of the bubbly.
I get no kick from champagne.
Bubbly.
Bubbly. Bubbly. And he was always going around with a list.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that list and the bubbly. You know, we haven't really heard much from after that for the bubbly. But it's been amazing. I mean, it's almost been, 2 years now for AEW? And look, 3 years. Yep, 3 years. Now they've made some big news. They've made some big, you know, career changes. And they've lost a lot of – they made a lot of botches, but who hasn't in wrestling?
So I want to tell you, Dave, you texted me yesterday and said that you're sick of MJF. What's that all about?
I'm not really 100%. About MJF anymore. I think that stick is getting old with me. And then he gets
an ass.
Yeah, and he steps over the line from trying to cut a promo to trying to offend people. And that's, you know, I realize, you know, he's being a heel, but I mean, the promo he cut on Wednesday night, he was talking about bodily fluids and come on. And maybe because I'm an old man, and I admit that. You know, I'm 65 years old, and some of this stuff that goes over now doesn't go over with me that well, because there's something about certain things in our lives that should remain silent. You know, I really do think that.
Do you think that if the Attitude Era were today and it's like, you know, I'm older, Chris is older, you're older. Do you think we would still enjoy it? Or was that during a time when we were all a little bit younger and all a little bit more dumber and all a little bit more, you know?
To be honest with you, I think that we'd have probably enjoyed it, but we'd probably be dissecting it just like we are now.
I wasn't a fan of the Attitude Era.
Really?
I liked the Monday Night Wars. I liked some parts of the Attitude Era. But that was towards the end of the Attitude Era, about when I really stopped watching Raw, because the way they were doing with the women. I didn't like that at all. The bra and panty matches, the puppies, much as I love Jerry Lawler. I didn't like that. I thought it was degrading. And maybe it's because I have such a great respect for the women in my life. And I just didn't like seeing some of the things. I didn't like the Vince McMahon kiss my ass matches, you know, that kind of thing. I just didn't think that was needed. And once again, I don't have to like everything. And I made that decision not to do anything. So, but when they got into the Attitude Era a little bit more, I was okay with it. And then there was a time for about 3 years I probably just didn't watch very much because I got so tired of what was going on in the Attitude Era. And I just I kind of lost a little bit of interest.
I missed a lot of the, like you said, it was a real busy time in my life when I was, you know, graduating from high school and, you know, like, you know, you move on with life and you get a job and you start kind of growing up and getting married and stuff. And I missed a lot of the ruthless aggression era.
Right.
Like I missed a lot of the John Cena's, you know, stuff. I mean, I still followed it a little bit because, you know, that was, you know, the internet was starting to gain more and more popularity and more news sites and things like that. So, you know, and smartphones started coming out so you could follow news a little bit easier. But like I missed most of the ruthless aggression era because I was just tired of it.
I mean, I love the Attitude Era. You got Austin. You had two of the biggest stars that ever come out, Austin and The Rock. You've had all, you know, the Monday Night Wars was great, but now that they're trying to, I guess, revamp it, I'm like you, Uncle Dave, with the MJF. I think it's MJ. It's gone. The luster on that stone is gone now. So, I mean, they've worked it too hard. It just needs to be put up for a little while. It's boring to listen to him now. And you're right. He pushes the envelope a little bit too much when he's doing his promos. So
I don't mind pushing the envelope, but sometimes it just gets old. And sometimes you have to pull back that envelope and start using your common sense a little bit. Now you brought up the name The Rock.
Yep.
And Zane, are you still with us?
I'm here.
Okay. Just got real quiet on your end. There is some news.
Soaking it all in.
There is some news about The Rock because the Young Rock is getting ready to come back on NBC next month. And they had the actor who portrays The Rock as the 20-year-old version or the 25-year-old version there at Monday Night Raw 2 weeks ago. And then The Rock's daughter made her NXT debut this week.
Wow.
Yeah, she is. She hasn't been performing on the ring yet, in the ring. Her name is Simon, and she is now part of Schism. Her name is Ava Rain, and the group called Schism. And be interesting to see how that goes. Because Schism is a heel group, and it's pretty freaky. I mean, those guys are pretty freaky in Schism. So we'll be watching her over the next couple of weeks.
Well, and you know, so I guess his daughter makes her NXT debut, and he breaks records in the box office too this last week too, huh?
Tell us about Black Adam.
That was great. It was good. It was fair. I would actually go see it again in theaters. I would pay to go see it again. It was fun. It was there was a couple lighthearted moments, but it wasn't totally, wasn't totally over the top cheesy garbage like Marvel's become.
Uh-huh.
Marvel is the Mustang of all comics, and DC is like the Chevrolet Beetle or whatever the hell you want to call it, the Volkswagen. You know, come on. Go ahead.
I will disagree with you again, Chris.
What is he talking about, Dave? Because we all know that DC is better.
Oh, DC Comics rules in the comic book industry over Marvel. But I wanted to more talk to you about how The Rock did as this very dark character called Black Adam.
It's funny because
like a lot of people are like, oh, this was so out of character for The Rock, and like, oh, like, it didn't get very good, like, which I don't really care, you know, over the stupid critic reviews, because they're not critics, they're just opinionated assholes.
Tell us how you really feel there, Mr.
Much like we all are, right? They're like, oh, this is so out of character for The Rock. It's like, did you guys not see Scorpion King?
Yeah.
Did you get, you know, I mean, it's just like, where do you guys get this stuff? Like, it's so out of character for The Rock. But it's the role, The Rock has been asking for, he's been telling DC for years that this was his favorite comic and he wanted to portray Black Adam. And it was very enjoyable. Like I said, a lot of CGI, but they did a good job with the CGI. The graphics were great, and a few lighthearted moments. Lots of action. Lots of borderline. I mean, some pretty good violence. You know.
Yeah.
I won't spoil everything for you, but I will tell you, there's a scene where The Rock goes to throw. He picks up a soldier and goes to throw him, and he picks him up by the arm and goes to throw him, but doesn't let go of his arm.
Oh, cool. Chris, I got to know why you have this thing against DC.
Well, I mean, some of their characters are, you know, are Superman, the man of steel, the Superman. Okay, Batman.
You
I got news for you. I have a character that could beat Batman in about 5 minutes.
Oh, and yeah? That would
be, yes, I do.
Who's that?
Wolverine.
I'd say the odds against it would make even the most reckless gambler cringe.
Batman literally took out the entire Justice League, dude.
Batman is one of the most overrated DC characters that, I mean, how old is Bruce Wayne, has he found the elixir of life that we know anything about yet? How many people have been Batman?
Well, it's kind of like, you know, in, you know, what was it in that Justice League movie when Ezra Miller says, so what's your power again? And he says, I'm rich.
I'm rich. Yeah, I'm rich and I know things. Well, yeah, don't get me wrong, I like Batman. I think he's a great character, but some of the characters in DC just don't make any sense. I mean, Aquaman, great. I play with fish. Wonderful.
Yeah, you know what? We should have a guy that climbs inside of an iron suit and shoots thunderbolts out of his hands.
Yeah, great.
And you got a little teenager that shoots a little spider webs going, oh, I'm a spider. No, but he did fight Macho Man, you know. Are you sure, Chris, that you're related to me? Cutting down, I mean, Batman. I'm going to tell your Uncle Randall.
But remember, they did a mashup between Marvel and DC, and who beat Batman? That was Wolverine. That became Darkclaw. It was a good thing to do. I would love to see a movie between those two, Wolverine and Batman. That would be kind of cool. It'd be like my last marriage. We wouldn't know which one it won and which one lost. So here.
Now, I do like Wolverine. I love the X-Men stuff. I'm not a big fan. You know, I didn't see Thor, this last one, but the Thor Ragnarok was one of the worst movies I've ever seen. It was pathetic.
Oh, yeah.
It was pathetic. And overall, the Marvel movies, and I've said this more than once, overall, the Marvel movies are better than the DC movies. But when you watch the Marvel animated features as opposed to the DC animated features, and DC kills them. I mean, the DC animated features are incredibly good. Are we supposed to be talking about wrestling or... Our comic books.
That's all right. A little got off the topic there, but that's okay.
That's okay. Sometimes it's a good thing.
Anything else you guys want to yell out here?
Not me. I just was. I'm just going to reiterate one more time how, if anybody hasn't seen Halloween Havoc, go find it on Peacock or whatever you got to do to go back and watch it, because it is
it is worth a watch. Like I think I want to go back and watch it again just to see the things that I didn't miss. That ambulance. We didn't mention that ambulance match and how awesome that was.
Oh, that was incredible, wasn't it? And
did you see when he got his hand slammed in the door? Oh my gosh!
Yeah, that was the Creed brother against Damon, the former members of the Diamond Mine, and it was really, really good. And honestly, if you haven't seen it, either go watch the YouTube highlights or get Peacock and watch it. It's that good. It is an incredible premiere
live event.
And it's very well worth it. I think as we get to the end of 2022, that there's been, after a summer full of controversies, the end of the year is going very, very well for both companies. We talked to my two main companies. Impact is doing fairly well. They've moved all their pay-per-views to Friday night as an experiment to see if they can get a little bit more traction with their pay-per-views on Friday night. And I have trouble finding Impact where I can watch it. But if you want to pay 99 cents, you can go on and watch an episode, a full episode of Impact on YouTube, or you can find Access TV wherever you can find it. So our older episodes are available on Pluto, right?
Yeah, they have their own, and they have their own app on Roku too that airs that 24/7 Impact stuff. Every once in a while, I'll watch it.
Yeah,
every once in a while, I'll catch on Pluto. They have Women of Wrestling, and you know, they have a few here and there that I'll catch at night and watch a few episodes. But sometimes it's hard because, like, even Women of Wrestling, like, you know, we'll have to talk about this maybe next time because I rattle on about it a million times, but production value is huge for me. I can't watch, like, Women of Wrestling, the WOW. It's just the cameras are shaky, the lighting sucks, the sound sucks. It's just, I know they're trying. I shouldn't make, you know, I'm not trying to make fun of them. I'm just saying that, like, you know, the higher the production value, is so much easier and better to watch.
Right, I agree with you. That's there.
So. Yeah,
Chris.
That's all.
The WWE Impact, NWA is becoming hotter again, and I mean, it's been fun to watch wrestling, whatever I can catch on YouTube or I can catch on Facebook, but it's just, I'm enjoying. Finally, at AEW, finally, they gave a belt to a man that finally deserved one after 3 years of being there.
All Atlantic Championship title holder is Chris.
Oh Lord, I'll have to say it, and I'm gonna break my tongue when I do it. It's freshly squeezed, and I cannot believe it. Finally, they gave the man a belt.
Yes, Orange Cassidy is now a singles champion, and he's been defending that belt in three-way events, and he's going to do it again on Dynamite this coming Wednesday. And speaking of AEW, we were talking about MJF, his group that he had had on retainer to help him out has turned on him, and one of the wrestlers on there, are just so glad to see that he's gotten his life apparently back in order, is W. Morrissey, and he used to be Kaz, Big Kaz, on the WWE. He went through some alcohol problems and had a lot of issues in his life, and glad to see that he's back into wrestling because he's a real talent. Huge man, real talent.
Very much.
Well, guys, it's a great time to be a wrestling fan, so keep it up, will you?
I'll try. How about you, Chris?
All the time, and every time I get a chance, if I don't pull out my last nose hair. But it's been fun. I've just got to receive a text message from my girl, Lauren. She goes, yes, I will gladly go watch AEW. Okay, wonderful.
All right, guys, thank you so much. And we'll have more from Turnbuckle Trash. Don't forget that my other podcasts are also available on many of these same platforms, Radio Guy Reflections and 3W News. And if you get to hear this before Halloween, I also have on my website, davesvoiceworks.com, 6 hours worth of Halloween music and fun that you can have at your parties, and you want to check that out. Davesvoiceworks.com, and when you spell works, it's WORX. So, Zane, Chris, have yourself a great weekend.
Yes, happy
all right, thanks, everyone. Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. Can't do this again.
Okay. Signing off. Thanks, guys. Right, have a great night.
Thank you, guys.
It's been fun.
This is TurnbuckleTrash.net.
Wrestling was an essential service.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
Pro yes! wrestling from a fan's yes! perspective.
Correct!
The thoughts and opinions heard on the preceding program are not necessarily those of an intelligent human being.
Well, if you want a rematch, you aren't getting one.
This is Turnbuckle Trash.
Well, shucky ducky quack quack.
Shucky ducky quack quack.
Well, yeah. I don't know how exactly he sounds, but...
Well, oh, Lord. Amen.
Oh my God.
That's what Vic Razor's for.
Did I say that? I'm going to be in so much trouble.
Okay, let's get that bleep button going, ladies and gentlemen.
That's an unusual one coming from Dr. Dave. He must be feeling extra edgy today.
He a problem, and we need to take care of the problem.
Had to go back to the workforce, but it's okay. I like it. It's good. It's good work.
Just as long as you don't have to pull the pew. Right.
Not the doctor of rock today. You're Dr. Kevorkian today. Did he drop kick a baby too, Chris? Boy, he really squandered that opportunity. He had an excellent thing going. He just couldn't keep his stupid fat mouth shut, huh?
Phil. You lost your job because of it.
Yeah, because you opened his fat mouth.
Can't say pay-per-view. It's a premiere. A lot of event. Go ahead.
Right.
Yes, say it, Zane. Say it.
That was the best premiere love event I have seen in...
65 years old, I read comic books and I play with toys.
I'm becoming an old man. I'll have to have my walker here shortly.
No way. I ain't going to see a bunch of sweaty men. Okay, fine. I'll go. Go ahead.
I ain't going to say it. But yeah, they were...
Well, just real quick, I was going to say, you know, you're 2.2 million viewers.
Right.
That's about 2.2 million more than CNN gets on a regular basis, and they're fake, too.
Great, I play with fish. Wonderful.
Oh, I'm a spider.
Look, up in the sky, it's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
I'm Batman.
I am Groot. My name is Optimus Prime.
I am Iron Man.
I am Spider-Man.
Wonder Woman!
Oh, isn't that nice?